Now we continue talking about how kids are doing during this moment by talking to, well, the experts themselves.
I'm Calvin, and I live in New Jersey. The best thing is that, like, school is easier, but the bad thing is we can't see our friends.
My name's Charlotte. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I'm 12 years old. Quarantining can be really fun and really difficult. It is really fun because it kind of already feels like summer vacation. I get more time to spend with my family, but also quarantining has been hard because half of my family is quarantining somewhere.
This is Gianna from Rainham, Massachusetts. I'm in fifth grade. The best thing about being home is getting to be on a computer all day and feel important. The worst thing is having to deal with my older sister. Sometimes she makes fights for no reason, and that's a pain.
Hi, my name is Cohen. I live on Long Island, and the hardest thing about the quarantine is not seeing my friends. And the best part about the quarantine is not going outside and going to school. And that's it. I'm 9 years old.
Hi, my name is Sophia, and I am 5 years old. I live in St. Helens, Oregon. I am just so bored that I can't play at school. And my best friend is Clarissa, and I can't play with her much longer anymore.
That you've been able to learn to ride your bike.
That I've been able to learn to ride my bike with no training wheels. Bye.
Hello, my name is Ava White. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. The best part about being in quarantine is I get to work, be left alone, read, draw, watch YouTube. I also get to eat a lot of food. The worst part is I'm an extrovert and I can't see my friends. I can only see my friends over Zoom calls. Not the same.
Hi, my name is Eliana Litvak from Yorktown Heights, New York. Some of the things I really like about being home is that I get to play with my brother a lot and play with my mom. A couple of things I don't like about staying home a lot is that I can't go and see my friends and play outside with them. I was about to go to middle school, so now I don't even know if I can start the first day of middle school. Also, my dad works at a hospital, so I can't really see him a lot during the day.
Hi, I'm Parker Johnson. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and I like to sleep in. That's what I like to do, and I don't like to do work. I'm 7 years old.
My name's Torrin. I'm from Charlotte, NC, and the best thing is playing with my dogs, and the worst thing is not having a variety in my day.
My name is Owen. I'm 11 years old, and I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, and the best part about being home is not being in school and, like, just kind of, like, playing around, and the worst part is I have to always be doing homework and stuff from home, and it's kind of hard because my teacher can't really help me from home as much as she can in person. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Olive, and I am from Center Reach, New York. I am 6 years old. The best thing about being home so much is that I get to be with my family. The hardest things are not being able to be with my teacher and friends.
There was a definite trend in all the calls we got. Kids are really missing their friends. Dr. Robin Gerwich, the psychologist we heard from a few minutes ago, told us that when kids miss that peer interaction, it can provoke anxiety and anger. So get creative with solutions, she said, especially with younger kids. She suggests multiplayer online games, organizing drive-by birthday parties, or starting an art project to share virtually with friends, or even just with your siblings.
My name is Eli. I'm 11 and in the fifth grade, and I live in Washington, D.C.
My name is Bea. I'm 7. I am in second grade, and I live in Washington, D.C.
Eli and Bea are brother and sister who told us about taking on a unique project while stuck at home.
So we made a quarantine coloring book. Well, actually, Bea started it.
And they told us about some of what they drew.
Part is called what you do with friends during the quarantine. And one of the friends is sitting in a chair with a table with a computer on it. And one of the friends is saying, I wish we could see each other in person. And the other friend said, yeah, me too.
And so there's a barn in the background, and there's a chicken laying an egg, and the egg, it comes out and it has a face mask on. So it's kind of funny. And the sun, there's a sun, and it's wearing a frowny face, and in its mouth is a thermometer, so it has a fever. And in the pond in the background, there's only one duck. So the ducks are social distancing. I don't even know if ducks can get COVID-19, but still.
When you look at these pictures, like, how do they make you feel?
I read this article, well, I read the title of the article in the newspaper, and it said, sometimes you need a laugh through a dark time, and so this is kind of about that. Well, that's what I think.
I think that's good, too.
You can see some pictures of the quarantine coloring book on our website, thetakeaway.org. Kids, we want to know how you're thinking and feeling right now. And parents, how are your kids making sense of this moment? You can call us anytime at 8778-MY-TAKE. And a huge thank you to the many, many kids who have called us about their time at home. We have a lot more of your calls in our podcast and online at thetakeaway.org. Really appreciate you sharing. We loved hearing every one of your thoughts. This is The Takeaway.